They don't make a shade to match the dues that you once paid. I'd have to live, laugh over again. I can't turn the pages back. Stuck out here on a one-way track. Still each day you share the breeze with each ghost and memories. I can't turn the pages back. Stuck out here on a one-way track. Still each day you share the breeze with each ghost and memory. Still each day you share the breeze with each ghost and memory. Still each day you share the breeze with each ghost and memory. Still each day you share the breeze with each ghost and memory.
This isn't real, you don't even know me. How am I what you're thinking of? You see a ton. What's up, everyone?
Hello, 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 my beautiful people. It is 3:02 p.m. on a lovely Friday in Medford, Massachusetts.
Ah, new show, Freaks and Beats. We got special guests here.
We do.
We got the very famous and favorite Mr. Key Lime Coast.
Thank you so much. It's an honor.
What a beautiful voice.
So happy to have you on the show.
I'm so first glad guest, to be here.
First guest of Freaks and Beats.
And then we got Mr. Pepe and Joaquin and Francisco Salazar.
JJ's in the house.
Yeah. Extra guests. So yeah, we're going to have a cool show. We're going to do a little interview with our favorite Key Lime Coast, and we'll show his very new single.
Thank you. What's Thank you called? So much. It's called Caught in Dreams, and I'm recording this. I'm live on TikTok right now, and there's like almost 200 people.
Actually?
Yeah.
Damn.
TikTok.
Let's go. All right. Well, hello, TikTok.
What's your TikTok name?
Key Lime Coast.
Key Lime Coast and TikTok.
You heard that, dedicated listeners of the show. Follow Key Lime Coast on TikTok.
Yeah. So we're going to start with... Should we start with the Key Lime Coast song?
Are you serious right now?
I think we should.
I think we should. I think we should.
That'd be good. That'd be awesome.
Melon Candy?
Go for it.
Why don't we get it going?
We're going to put Melon Candy, right?
You should tell us a little something about this song we got coming on.
Yeah. Tell us a little something about this.
Okay, so originally I never planned on putting it on Spotify. I was just making music just because, like, I like, because it's a passion, you know, it's fun. I showed it to a bunch of friends. They told me you should put it out. Like, send me the copy so I can show my friends. So I was like, all right, I'll put it out. And people really liked it. So it was cool. So nice little surprise.
Sweet. Awesome. All right. Here we go.
Well, this is Melon Candy by Key Lime Coast. Enjoy.
Sometimes I feel stressed out, down, down. I just wanna lay down, down, down. My head's rolling on, can't make it stop, down. And it's all my fault. This time feels like nothing's changed. The years go passing by, but you still look the same. Now you're with someone else. They say the ship is sailed, but I don't wanna believe in everything they said. Even though I know they're right, I can't get you off my mind.
Yeah. a song.
What a bop. What a bop. Two songs. What a great two songs. So the first one was Melon Candy, like Helen Coast, and the second one was
Cotton Dreams.
By Keyline Coast.
Also by Keyline Coast. Yeah. New release by Keyline Coast.
Yeah. Came out like 4 days ago. And they're both bangers. So we're going to ask a little questions about these songs.
Since we do have the artist in the studio,
privilege.
Let's pick the brain of the true creative.
Let's do it. I'm excited.
What do you got for us, Wanchu?
Well, first of all, the very serious question. What's the song about? Cotton Dreams.
So Cotton Dreams.
I heard something about dark brown hair.
Yes.
Maybe something about a couple freckles.
So I had a dream. I actually had a dream where I was with this girl with dark brown hair, green eyes, freckles, and we were crossing the street. And it was just like so beautiful, such a beautiful girl. I just had to like write about it. Yeah, exactly. All the beautiful stuff, and then, yeah, it's crazy.
It was one of those times where you saw someone once and never again.
You know, it's crazy because you can't like make up a person supposed to be in your dream.
But
I don't remember seeing this person anywhere else. But she did seem very similar to some girl that I went on a date with that month.
Was it that same girl, or do you not remember?
Like, they had like similar facial like features, but they weren't like the same girl.
Huh.
But I think the dream was trying to like make me think it was her.
The dream was trying to put some thoughts into your brain.
Exactly. Yeah.
Damn. Huh. What a dream. Next question for him? Well, the cover. Let's talk about the cover.
Yeah, let's talk about the cover.
Yeah.
The cover is for you.
Oh, it's the girl.
Yeah.
It's the girl.
And it looks dreamlike. Painting.
Exactly. It's really cool because you can't really see like if she's like facing forward or backwards. So it's kind of like that like hazy like memory.
Yeah.
It kind of fits. You know, it's like that dream. You know, can't really get like too detailed on it. It's cool. I made it with this AI platform called Dolly.
A Dolly.
That's the one. Yeah.
Heard about that one.
It's cool.
Did a great job.
Yeah, they did. The robots are good.
What was the prompt?
The prompt? Beautiful girl.
I
put like dark brown hair, oil painting, dark scenery, street. It's like in the street, right?
Yeah, it's like walking down like the pedestrian way of the street or something.
What did Moped Records have to say about this one?
Yeah.
Oh, they liked it. Like it's a chill song. It's a chill song, yeah.
What's the cut Moped Records is getting out of this?
The cut?
Yeah.
So
these record labels.
100%.
100%.
100%.
You're giving all of it to them?
Yeah. I am also them though.
Oh, what? Are you the CEO, owner, and the everything?
Yeah, everything.
This is a one-man band.
Those are the pros of doing everything by yourself. I get to keep everything.
You get everything.
Yeah. All two pennies.
All two pennies.
Two pennies.
Damn. So I have a question, and this is inappropriate.
Ask away.
How much money have you made from Spotify alone? We see 33K in Melon Candy, 1.7K in Lost Again, which is the second one we'll play
very
later.
Very interesting.
And Cotton Dreams, we don't see anything, so it's probably less than 1K.
I'd say just got released. About 80 McChickens.
80 McChickens.
Wow. No, but actually,
I mean, today's that might be a lot.
I haven't cashed in any of the money, but I did check the other day, and I'm at like $110.
Wait, actually?
Yeah, and that's what, like 33,000 total streams?
Damn, that's
3,000 total streams?
No, 33,000.
33 for 3, Melon Candy. Yeah.
So 33.
Like in total, it's like 35 probably.
Yeah.
Streaming is tough.
Damn.
Yeah.
Honestly, I expected less than 110. That's not bad.
I mean, it's cool because I could pay for the song by itself. Because the song cost me like $60 to like distribute it everywhere and like the copyright of it, you know?
Right. What goes into those prices? Like, I'm assuming DistroKid or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. I use
that. Is that the only thing you pay for?
That distributes all around. That's like $60. And then it's another $30 for like the copyright of it. Which is weird that you have to buy the own copyright to your song, but
is that to like,
I guess so. No, if like someone steals it, if someone steals my song, I'd be like, yo, check
you
it.
Sue them.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to steal this? I mean, anyways. All right, great music.
Should we tap into the real questions? Or should we save them for later?
Let's save them for later.
Let's save it for later. We're going to keep you guys on your toes.
Yeah.
Nice.
What should we play now? A little Steve Lacy?
Oh. You know, here at the station, here on Freaks and Beats, we're pretty big fans of a guy named Steve Lacy, who's kind of been taking over the scene recently with that one song. You know what I'm talking about?
That one album, really.
That one album.
But especially that one.
Special song, yeah.
Something about, I wish I knew.
Wanna be.
But we don't want to listen to that
one,
right?
Oh, no.
Let's listen to an old one. I think this is, I don't know which one came out first, but...
This is one of the
first songs I heard from Steve Lacy, Dark Red.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
See
a classic.
Might have come out before, but
classic.
2017,
Dark Red, Steve Lacy.
I think he recorded this with his phone, probably, right?
He did, yeah.
Absolute legend.
GarageBand, yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
We heard this one performed last night by a local band.
Aristotle Jones.
805.
So we're going to introduce you to them later in a little bit as well. Yeah. So, but for now... Enjoy Dark Red by Steve Lacy. Something bad is about to happen to me. I don't know what, but I feel it coming. Might be so sad, might leave my nose running. I just hope she don't wanna leave me. Don't you give me up, please. Don't give up on me. I belong with you, only you, babe. Only my girl, only you, babe. Only you, darling, only you, babe. Only my girl, only you, babe. Only you, darling, only you. Something bad is about to happen to me. Why I feel this way, I don't know, maybe. I think of her so much, it drives me crazy. I just don't.
Outside, all I would do. You got me by my hands, yeah.
What a banger and two bangers.
That's what they say. One banger, two banger, three banger, four banger.
Like Young Gravy said.
Yeah, somebody.
Red banger, blue banger.
Red banger, blue banger, green banger.
No.
Small banger, big banger?
One banger, yeah. Two banger.
One exactly. Banger, two banger, red right. Banger,
anyway,
blue banger.
That was Dark Red by Steve Lacy and Whirly by Dominic Fike, our other favorite up-and-coming artist.
Dominic Fike is a close friend of the show. Yeah, last year we referred to him as up-and-coming, although it occurred to us that
he came, he conquered.
He's already come and he's come. He's coming been around. So
anyway,
he's gonna keep coming.
We're gonna continue with Key Lime Coast.
Yo,
with these questions.
Nice.
Yeah, we're very blessed to have, you know,
a celebrity.
Artistry
live
in
at the
building,
studio right now,
face to face,
yeah,
mic to mic, if you will.
Very well dressed right now.
Yo, thank you so much.
Yeah, we asked a couple of artistic questions. Now I think I have a couple of artistic questions in a different sense. So let me ask
all
you.
All right.
When you're playing Mario Kart,
yeah,
who are you taking, and what kind of vehicle are you choosing?
First of all, more important, which Mario Kart?
I'm a big fan of the GameCube one.
Yeah.
Double Dash.
Yeah, best one.
It's a good one. Yeah. That means there's two characters.
Yeah, yeah. And I can't pick Yoshi. It's not crazy. The best character in that game. Totally. But I love
him. Which one?
You know, I'm like the younger one of my brothers, younger than my cousin, so I always get like the last pick. So I get
brothers?
What I can like handle. Yeah. I have three brothers. But I usually play with my cousins and I get what's left, you know?
Yeah.
The green Which Koopa.
Is, who's your
green Koopa?
Green Koopa. You got the green shells.
Yeah.
And...
Well, what about...
Actually, Yoshi, yeah, I mean...
I used to
it's not
Yoshi.
That bad, yeah.
So your go-to, if you're playing, I don't know, single player, would be Yoshi?
Oh, if I had, like, just
if
only
playing,
me?
If you're playing on the Wii.
The best character.
You're playing on the Wii,
oh,
yeah,
man,
yeah.
The Wii is,
the
is Yoshi.
That's a good,
I don't
that's
think,
a good pick.
Yeah.
I like Yoshi. That one.
Yeah. No, it says a lot about your personality. But
I like
really?
Yoshi.
What's it mean if you like Yoshi?
You like dinosaurs?
Like small, okay. Very petite.
Yeah, very petite yeah. With big noses and a shell at their back. What's yeah. Your go-to, Ben?
It was Yoshi. I used to fucking
Let's
love.
Go.
Ooh, I used to love Yoshi Falls.
Hey, yes, dude. Yoshi Falls. Yo,
but for me, Yoshi and Luigi. I don't know why.
Oh,
Luigi
yeah.
The green,
on like
the green duos.
The green.
Yeah, the greens. Yeah.
I think I always took the bike. I was never a cart guy.
What?
Really?
Yeah, you know, I like the bike. Dude,
interesting.
You could hit the.
The wheelies, yeah, you
yeah.
Can pop
oh,
a wheelie.
Yeah.
You flick
yeah.
Up the
yeah,
remote
yeah.
And you
flick up the wheel.
Hard to turn, though. Hard to turn.
Yeah.
The Mach bike, good handling.
Yeah.
I remember.
My so. Pick is
Toad.
Yellow Shy Guy.
Yellow
Shy, Shy Guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very bold
Definitely
character.
Hard,
Interesting.
Definitely main character energy.
Oh, 100%.
What else are you thinking?
By here? The way, in the background, you're listening to some Ale Koki. By the Hiram Olsen Group.
Wow. Hoya I thought music. It was SpongeBob still.
It is from the soundtrack of SpongeBob
oh, okay.
SquarePants.
Right.
Aye, Captain, I can hear you, and so on and so forth. Speaking of SpongeBob, what do you got?
Welcome to Bikini Bottom.
Not where I was going with that. That's cool.
Well, who's your favorite SpongeBob
yeah.
Character?
Ooh, I gotta go with Patrick. Gotta go
ooh,
with Patrick.
Ooh,
why?
I like it.
He's the funniest, man. He's the funniest.
Patrick is hilarious. I will say, as I've grown, Squidward has grown on me a lot.
Yeah.
That's a good one, yeah.
I feel like we are all
yeah, you
Squidward
You start becoming more like Squidward as,
yeah.
as
you
the older
grow,
you get. Yeah. Yeah.
It really speaks to the magic of the show. You
Can
start
you,
out with SpongeBob
yeah.
And you really become Squidward, which is so sad.
Yeah.
But
Can you quote Patrick? Are you that big of a fan?
Yeah, let's get a couple Patrick quotes out here.
All right.
It's a rock.
No, this is Patrick. That's when he says, no, this is Patrick. When they're calling for the Krusty Krab, they're
yeah.
Like, is this
oh,
a Krusty
that's
Krab?
Great scene.
It's like,
that's
no,
great scene.
This is Patrick.
And he gets so pissed off. I'm thinking of, is a mayonnaise an instrument?
Yes, dude, that's iconic.
That's a pretty good impression. Okay, shall we introduce the next new band?
Sure, yeah, I guess we're really putting you guys on today, and I hope you really take these guys to heart, because
yeah.
we are soul searching for new music, and we have found the very best of the very best.
Yeah.
This next band, this band is called Cooking Class,
yeah.
And the song we're going to play is called Come Home. A little backstory about Cooking Class.
The drummer is friends with our friend.
The drummer is friends with our friend. A couple weeks back, we were outside the Burren, where we actually discovered a couple bands.
Oh, yeah.
And they were talking about cooking class, and there was this girl who was wearing this cooking class hat.
And our friend was wearing... No, she was wearing the shirt.
And you were talking to her about cooking class. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you met this girl in a cooking class? I didn't know you were in a cooking class. What are you cooking? And then once I realized you were talking about the band, I went up to her and said, oh, I love your band. We were just listening to them. And then she goes, I'm not in the band. I'm just wearing the hat. So moral of the story, that girl's not in the band, and cooking class is a band, not a class where you learn how to cook. Although it could also be. Maybe not this one, though. Anyways.
This one's a band.
This one is a band. Don't expect any food to be prepared. So this one is Come Home by Cooking Class.
Enjoy.
Sounding like my head's underwater, trying to crawl, I'm falling farther. Waiting to fall, I keep on slipping, falling so hard, you caught me tripping. Yo, bitch, just call me baby. Caught up, I'm going crazy.
Hope you guys enjoyed that one.
That was Cooking Class. That was Come Home.
Come Home by Cooking Class. That's the one.
Next up, our PSA, public service announcement of the day.
This is a public service announcement brought to you by Ben and Wanchi.
And
WMF.
Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks. Beats.
My bad. That's the show. There's something very dangerous in your home.
What?
It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement.
No way.
Yeah. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Using a ladder might seem easy, but misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into trauma center last year alone.
150,000?
That's a lot of thousands.
Wow.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
Bars.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio, and Freaks and Beats. And Key Lime Coast.
Hey, Joaquin.
Thank you.
Have you ever fallen off a ladder? Key Lime Coast?
I can't say I have. I'm very fortunate.
Very fortunate. Knock on wood for that one. Have you ever walked under a ladder?
Yeah.
I hear it's not good.
Do you believe in superstition?
Oh, I do.
Are you superstitious?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Super.
If you see a cat, if you see a black cat.
Oh, that's a bad sign.
Yeah. Do you just like
it's not
going to
be a good week.
So you never walked under a ladder then, I'm assuming?
Oh, that's bad luck too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not know.
Well, now you're going to.
I mean, it's definitely a thriller, no?
I guess.
Dude, that'd be tough if you were colorblind and you saw a black cat, but you didn't know it was a black cat.
Yeah, you're like, yo, what color is that cat?
So you just like started playing with the cat. And you're like, oh, shit. Damn, now I got bad luck. That would be tough. I guess I was thinking, you know, you go to the movies.
Yeah.
You ever get the icies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What flavor you get?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Blue.
I'm important.
Yeah, right? Like blueberry.
Blue, for sure. Yeah.
You guys got like Coke? Well. Yeah. I know there's like
the
a Coke
one is good.
Coke was alright.
I've tried it.
You know what? They're all pretty good. But blue.
Blueberry, right?
Most importantly about the
not
movies.
Even blueberry, just blue. Blue flavor.
Do you get caramel popcorn or butter popcorn?
Oh, gotta be butter.
Butter.
All
the
way.
Put crunch in it.
All the way.
Butter and then like side of candy.
But do you?
So you get the Swiss.
Oh, that's like the ultimate snack.
M&M's are crunch.
That's good.
At that point, I don't even care about watching the movie.
Putting M&M's into the popcorn is amazing.
Crunch is amazing too.
Crunch, yeah.
But with the butter.
The bits.
Do you add additional butter from the butter machine?
Yeah, I do.
How much? Because I have some friends that add way too much additional butter. Way too much.
No, I like drizzle it. Yeah.
Drizzle it?
Yeah, not too much.
You gotta just put it in well. You gotta like hit good spots so it goes to the bottom. It's not just on the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so butter plus caramel, we decide equals the best combination.
Really?
A little bit of caramel.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Pretty.
A little bit of caramel on the side.
Butter.
Pretty good.
Just to like get that buttery
flavor. So it's caramel to you.
No, it's definitely butter. It's
No,
the word.
The word. It's caramel.
Not
caramel.
Not caramel.
That's a weird mix of both pronunciations.
Caramel.
Yeah.
How did you say it?
Caramel. Caramel.
Caramel.
Some people
caramel.
Say
some people
caramel.
Say caramel.
Yeah. Caramel? Yeah. But where's the other A? It's not silent.
Caramel.
Caramel.
No,
yeah.
It's caramel.
Caramel.
If you disagree with that, I apologize. Please keep listening to the show.
Yes. Anyway, next up.
Should we hop into another song?
We're going to put a little Mac Miller first, and then we'll talk about this new band that we bumped into yesterday. We've been following for a couple shows. They've been playing at the Baron, the local Irish pub here at Somerville Davies Square.
And you know, if you're a local, you might be able to catch us on Thursdays at the Burn if you ever want to come say hello. Yeah.
Thursday nights.
What do you guys look like? Like, describe yourself. How would you describe yourself?
Well, I'll describe Ben. Beautiful, obviously. He's currently wearing a hat, very black hair.
I never wear a hat, though. So
never wear a hat, that's true. Usually has this, like, doesn't shave very much, but shaves a bit. Black beard, black, brown eyes, right? Look at me. Look at me in the eyes. Wow. Wow. I'm in love. And little freckles.
Yeah.
Cute guy overall. So you see a cute guy. It's Ben.
You're going to stop every cute guy. Are you Ben?
Yeah.
That was a very, you know, that could have been a lot of people that you just described.
No, it's only you in my eyes.
Juanchi, you know, he's got this hair. It's got this brown color to it. He's got this almost caramel-esque skin tone going on. He's about
5'1".
We'll give you a range.
Like 6 feet.
We'll call it anywhere between 5'7 and 6'6".
Yeah, I mean, it's
probably on the lower side of that range.
Yeah.
Probably
or
not. 5'7".
Anywhere between 5'7 and 3/4 and 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
But you can catch him at the Burren. Taylor Swift is on. He's up there screaming.
Yeah.
Play me a little bit of Love Story. Man, that Love Story is about Juanchi.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
I'm Romeo. I'm Juliet.
He's Romeo and Juliet. He's kind of got this gladiator swag.
Yeah, I see that.
It's like he walks in the room. It's like he's walking into to be the starting pitcher at a baseball game. Like, he's kind of got that vibe going on. And
starting pitcher?
Yeah, starting pitcher. We call him Clayton Kershaw. Actually, this is the first time I've called him that, so.
No, it's a common nickname now.
Yeah. So, you know, I think if you see us, you'll see us, and you'll know.
Anyway, we'll play a little Mac Miller right now, and then we'll talk about this new band that we bumped into yesterday.
Aristotle Jones. Aristotle Jones. 805.
They just released an EP.
New EP.
Very good.
Very good. We heard it last night. It dropped at midnight last night, and they performed it live at the Burren.
Amazing. He signed my hat. We bought merch. We talked with the parents.
We both
cool
have hoodies.
Very cool.
I have a hoodie. You have the hat.
You have the hoodie. I have the hat.
Well,
yeah.
We can switch off when needed.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Mac Miller. We'll talk about Aristotle Jones.
Love Mac Miller. The GOAT.
Love Mac Miller.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you go? Doing a happy dance.
Oh my god, this shit's fucking.
Doing a happy dance. Doing a happy dance. Yeah.
Our love was
where'd you go? What'd you do? How the hell you made me fall in love with
now
you? And then you leave. Now you're gone. Yeah. All I got is
and
this damn song. So I can't feel, but I can't touch. You said my love was a bit too much. Broke my heart, can't find no crush. Yeah. So why don't
Cosby?
You come on back home? Hey, I'm a fucking workaholic with a passion in my heart. Treating rapping as an art, which you have to be a part of. I just copped a new car to hear it start up. Try to do the right thing and please karma. All I want to know is where the fuck did you have to go? I've been waiting on you, baby. Why don't you leave and come on home? I can't be mad, I'm living my dream. Going all around the globe. No, you said you think you love me. Need to let me know. So I've been fucking all these hoes, and I've been blowing all this cash. Cause maybe this just the beginning, and I'ma make all of it back. Where'd you go? What'd you do? How the hell you made me fall in love with you? And then you leave, now you're gone. All I got is this damn song. So I can feel, but I can't touch. You said my love was a bit too much. Broke my heart, can't find no crush. So why don't you come on?
Hey, it's all good, everybody trying to eat tonight. Trying to go to sleep, having good dreams tonight. You go home, it might get better. All I know, it don't last forever. So take it while you gotta try to get a little more. They say I'm getting better than I ever been before. Well, that's for sure, tell them what I do. Rap keep me fed like a spoon getting soup. I've been out here on the road, and now they missing me at home. All these ex-girls that I used to know are hitting up my phone, but I ain't here. I guess you can't call back. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, I think I'll take all that. Where'd you go? What'd you do? How the hell you made me fall in love with you? And then you leave, now you're gone. All I got is this damn song. So I can't feel, but I can't touch. You said my love was a bit too much. Broke my heart, can't find no crush. So why don't you come on back home?
Yeah. And it gets no better than this, yeah, it gets no better than this. Yeah, it gets no better, yeah, it gets no better. Yeah, it gets no better, this shit forever. Get no better, get no better. Yeah, get no better, yeah, this shit forever. Bum ba da bum 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 bum. But you can cut it here and then we're done.
Oh, sorry, mics are off.
Oh, now we're back.
Now we're back.
Yeah. I love that bit at the end when he says you can cut it here.
Oh, you can cut it.
And then they really cut it there. You really killed it. The music switch right there. Right into the SpongeBob Luau.
So, next up.
Yep.
Our band.
Not our band. We don't own it.
We're not that talented.
We're not. Stay tuned, though. Rising managers and producers. We're just rising.
We're rising. We'll record something.
Also, stay tuned for some music coming out from us. It won't be released under the name of Freaks and Beats, but...
No, still to be decided.
We'll certainly play for you guys on the show.
I'm going to look forward to that.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get a little feature from Keyline.
Maybe a little collab. Who knows?
That'd be awesome.
Sounds like a number one hit. But anyways, let's focus on the guys who have a number one hit coming out right now.
This is the... This is Aristotle Jones, first of all, and a new EP called Lighting Up the Attic. We're going to be playing our personal favorite. It's called That Work? Featuring Lucy Frost.
So,
Shall
we play? What is That Work?
I don't know. I guess we're gonna have to find out.
I guess we'll find out.
Let's just listen.
Aristotle Jones, take us away, man.
Take us away, bro.
Take us away.
Let me take the focus back to the start, where we spark in the park late night after dark. Bro sessions, but you never take the heart. Anything that we share, real homies never part. And I'm always in the car, ride a shot, feel the vibe. One blunt, two blunts, no fucks, my mind. This is life, fantasize about a white picket fence. Kids, fuck that, I just wanna get high. And I'm living every day with the mindset. Nothing is for granted, ain't no miracle in my play. Took a little trip to the tri-state. Problems in my rear view, deaf to the negativity. Can't hear you, talking that shit like you got shit to talk. In this industry, it's either you gon' flip or flop. It's an uphill battle, you slip, you drop, and I know that one day I'm gonna sit at the top. Ay. Last night was a vibe, but I'm feeling kind of faded. Gotta wake up in the morning, swear to God my brain's fried. Reefer got me elevated, never hated when I'm soaring. There's just so many things that I got planned to do. That'll work for you, that'll work for me. If that'll work for you, that'll work for you. Toss shots like Yosemite Sam. We just get a little higher, man, with every gram. Y'all rap sound kinda like celery bland. All up in my DMs till I tell them to scram. And I'm just selling them music that they can bop to. Standing at the precipice, hoping that they don't drop you. While I'm focused up, beat making in a lock room. Hey, I'm in the studio, mom, can we talk soon? Anyway, back to the matter at hand. I'm in the 617, man, the city, my fam. They got Aristotle bumping out of Brighton, Mattapan. Door test, the forecast is looking fucking bright again. And I don't wanna fucking fight again. Battle tested pacifist, pong balls dropping sick and shit like they was battleships. Out of this world, got me floating out of space. Think it's less about the destination, more about the chase. Last night was a vibe, but I'm feeling kinda faded. Gotta wake up in the morning, swear to God my brain's fried. Reefer got me elevated, never hated when I'm soaring. There's just so many things that I got planned to do. That'll work for you, that'll work for me. If that'll work for you, that'll work for you.
What a song.
What a song. What a band, man. I can't even explain to you. Obviously, guys listening on the radio, you can't see. We've seen these guys live twice, and man, oh man, do they rock the stage.
Twice?
More than twice.
Yeah.
They rock the stage. They have this incredible front man. He wears this jersey. It looks like a Red Sox jersey, but it's an Aristotle Jones jersey.
Yeah, I saw that. That was really
cool.
That
is dope.
The guitar player, the bass player, and the drummer, so basically the whole band, incredibly talented. Like, you should see these guys.
Yeah.
Incredible performers and clearly incredible songwriters. Amazing.
Clearly. We've also gotten to see a little bit of the freestyling talent.
Yeah.
I think the last time we saw him, he asked the crowd for a couple of words to freestyle.
Some weird-ass words.
Did we give him, like, refrigerator?
Was it? Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
Gave him some ridiculous
stuff. I
think
we gave him refrigerator.
And he nailed it.
He nailed it, yeah.
And it was to My Name Is by Eminem, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's no easy task. That was incredible.
Everyone was singing along.
Yeah.
Not the freestyle part, because no one can even.
Yeah.
No, but how'd they know the words?
I don't know. Refrigerator? But yeah, these guys are really incredible. And yeah, this front man is insane, but it's the whole band. Like, you look at them.
Yeah.
Every time I watch them, I look at each one individually, and I'm just like, they're killing it. They're so into it.
Yeah.
It's great. It's really great. Excited for more of their music to come out.
Aristotle Jones and Spotify, new EP. They have some cool music, too, apart from the new songs. But
yeah, they do. They do.
This song was that work? Question mark.
They got some great music, and they play some damn good covers as well. You can check them out, I'm sure, on Instagram and see where they're going to be at. That's how we knew they were dropping last night. But yeah. It's one of our new favorite bands. They are up and coming.
Definitely.
Coming along with Dominic Fike.
Boston native.
Boston natives.
Dominic Fike, Aristotle Jones, same level. Not Dominic yet, Fike. Maybe, but they're in talent, 100%.
They're both coming.
They're just...
Is one, all I know.
They're both coming.
They're coming. Yeah. All right. Well.
Next song, next up, we got... Kid Bloom.
Kid Bloom.
Ooh, I love
Kid
Bloom.
Remedy by Kid Bloom.
It's a big inspiration in my music.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
We got some more questions for Mr. Keelan Coast after Kid Bloom.
Oh, we do. We do. Stay tuned.
And then we'll be finalizing the show because it's unfortunate we get 1 hour here.
Oh, man. Just wait till next semester.
Next
hopefully
semester,
we'll have two.
2 hours.
Hopefully we'll have
every
two.
Every week.
But anyway, let's take a listen to Remedy. By Kid Bloom.
Who performed yesterday in Boston.
Performed in Boston. We missed it.
All right.
But we'll listen now.
Enjoy.
A couple more questions for our in-house guest today.
Woo! Keelan Coast.
Let's just fire away. Thoughts on Taylor Swift?
Romeo and Juliet.
That's your thought on
that's
Juliet?
A good, that's a good one.
First thing that popped up in my head.
Thoughts on Katy Perry?
Oh. Plastic bags.
That's just a line from the song.
Can you quote the whole...
Fireworks.
Alright.
She dresses up a lot. Right?
She does. Cool. Not like Lady Gaga used
not
to.
Like, yeah.
The Schmidt dress.
Somewhat close. It's similar.
Yeah.
Let's see.
My head's not working.
Walking?
Or running.
Jogging.
Jogging. That's not an option. Okay. When you are in the airports.
Yes.
Are you walking on the fast? The people mover?
Oh, I love the People Mover.
Yeah.
You gotta walk on that.
Yeah, I was better. Feel walking. Get you out of here if you said.
When the plane lands,
yes.
Do you immediately get off your? Not when it lands, but when you hear the ding, do you immediately get your belt off and?
You know, I'm a very chill person. I stay seated because like everyone stands up and you're just gonna stand up and not move for like the next 20 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I'm very patient though.
Yeah, but you have to stand up to get your.
Yeah, my
luggage.
I get the luggage.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't
you
really
move.
Ever
hit someone with your luggage bringing it down?
Every time.
Oh, dude, I do it on purpose.
Yeah. I guess it depends.
What, you don't?
No, I have. I don't know if I have on purpose, but there have definitely been people on my flights that I have detested heavily.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Do you drive on the right or the left?
This is American. It depends the country.
Depends the country. That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would depend on the country, wouldn't it?
Speaking of countries.
Yes.
Where are you from?
Oh, okay. So I was born in Argentina, Buenos Aires, but I grew up in Miami.
Mm-hmm. And?
So, I don't know, Argentina and Miami. Found an answer.
What do you, like...
Who do I support in the World Cup?
Yeah.
USA? That's exactly where you're
going. Argentina. Argentina.
Uruguay second?
But I am a fan of the USA team. I am looking forward to watching all the games. No, I'm sorry.
I mean, Uruguay is kind of part of it.
I mean, I like Uruguay because of Jay Juicy.
That's Jay Juicy in the house.
Jay Juicy in the house.
So, how are you feeling about this World Cup? You think you got a shot?
I feel good about it. I feel good. The team is in great form right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. But anything can happen. Okay. Yeah, anything can happen. You never know. That's what's exciting about the World Cup, you know?
Yeah.
Did you ever own a pair of Crocs?
Oh, I did, and I still do, yeah.
Good.
You still do? Do you wear them with socks or without socks?
Oh, so they're my comfy shoes. You know, I wear them with socks after, like, sports, you know?
So, like, you go to the game with your Crocs on, you get them off, and then you put your cleats on.
Exactly.
That kind of thing. Okay, yeah.
I'm in the zone.
Okay. This is something I think about pretty much every night before I go to sleep. Remember Heelys?
I do.
What happened?
I don't know. I think we are just...
Every night before I go to bed, I walk into bed and I think, why am I not rolling into bed?
Yeah.
I think Joaquin has a very good question. I'll say it. Do you wipe standing up or sitting down?
Do I wipe standing up or sitting down?
Yeah. Exactly. Precisely.
Sit down is... Do people wipe standing up?
Do you guys
I think
do
everyone does.
Sitting down?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sitting down in the wiping
And
stage.
Then you get it all over like your forearm.
I get it on my forearm?
I don't know.
Do you get it on
your forearm? No, because I do it standing
wait,
up.
Wait, so you poop and then you stand up to wipe?
Exactly.
Or you poop standing up and you wipe standing up? What's the sequence?
Nah, I stand up after.
You stand
like,
up?
Like any normal mammal would do.
And you pee laying down.
As a mammal, you do the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Mammals
You're
unite.
The only one here.
Are you an amphibian?
Oh, okay, wait. Do you guys sit to poop? Facing like the wall or facing like the flush thing?
The what?
If you face the flush thing, you could use the little top part as like a tabletop.
What are you talking?
Whoa, you bring like a coffee.
I have never thought about that. And then you can watch something. Like
exactly.
You can have your lunch.
That's why it's built like that. That's why it's built like that.
That is genius. Wow. I mean, key lime coast, everybody.
You should probably clean it a bit though. Yes. If you're gonna put food on top of it.
I've never thought about that before.
Clearly a genius, you can see it by his music and you can see it by the way he talks.
Talking about music.
We have 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
And we have one more song by Key Lime Coast.
We got one more song by Key Lime Coast.
Yep.
Before, can I just say thank you so much for having me? Yeah, I had a great time. Thanks for playing my music.
Thank you for being here.
It's been a pleasure making it.
Thank you for blessing the world with this music.
Yeah.
So
this is Lost Again by Key Lime Coast. Enjoy, we know you will. Yeah. Any last words for the show? I mean, we'll have a little time. I
love Mac Miller and I love this radio.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Freaks and Beats.
Here we go. This is Freaks and Beats. Nope. This is Lost Again.
By Key Lime Coast.
By Key Lime Coast on Freaks and Beats. Hit it. Tell me you don't feel it so good.
I'm tired of feeling lost. Thought I found love, guess I was wrong. Your spark started fire, but you turned it off. Your spark started fire, why'd you turn it off? You told me sorry, I never meant to lead you on. Will you remember all those nights and all the fun? How could you say I got it wrong thinking of us? How could you call that anything other than love? Don't look at me the way you do and tell me you don't feel it too. Now I'm lost again. Don't look at me the way you do and tell me. Days to come couldn't get better for me. Last time I felt this way for someone, it's been numbers of years. I hope you get why I was broken and the love disappeared. Even with every phone case, she shattered my screen. Would it have been so crazy to think that you and me could have been something, but now it's nothing, nothing.
Now I'm lost again.
Woo!
That's the end of the show.
Just wanted to say thank you guys so much for tuning in. We love you guys so much. This has been Freaks and Beats, episode 2, but it's, you know, it's really the first real episode, and we'll be back week after next.
In 2 weeks, yeah. Same time, 3 p.m. And now the wonderful...
Oh, it's Silly Music from the Pleasure Boat coming out right now. No Hannah, but it's me. So we're going to listen to Skin Gets Hot by Fraternal Twin right now.
Let's go. Enjoy,
sounds
guys.
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss title. I love it. Bye-bye. Anyway, thank you, guys. See y'all next time.
That's a dope amp.